Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. It is a decision. It's a choice. Praise God. Amen. And we're glad that you're making it with us. We thank you for tuning in to the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Blog Talk Radio broadcast. Amen. I'm your host, Pastor Terry White from the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, Lakeland, Florida. Amen. And along with my lovely wife, co-pastor Rhonda White, amen, we serve happily and just excited to serve in this part of the body of Christ in Sunshine of Faith. Praise God. We are under the leadership of the Holy Ghost, amen, and our chief apostle, Dr. Mary F. Ogburn, the founding pastor of the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated, headquarters church in Baltimore, Maryland. Praise God. So we bless the Lord for you all being with us. Amen. On Blog Talk Radio on this evening. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to just say to all of everybody that has tuned in to the Blog Talk, remember to encourage someone to tune in with Sunshine of Faith. Someone from the ministry is on this wonderful platform every day at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Praise God. Amen. So catch us, amen, here on Blog Talk Radio. We want to encourage your hearts with the Word of God from Psalms. The book of Psalms is very familiar to most people and very encouraging with all of the wonderful psalms that are just passages of scripture that that we all have come to know and cherish. Praise God, and all of God's word should be cherished. Amen. But I think for many, the Psalms are comforting. They remind us that the writer of the Psalms were people just like us. Say amen. King David, amen, with all you might see as prestige of being a king, amen, was still, amen, a man who had to find his heart, find his life, find his strength in God, amen, just like all of us. So be encouraged, amen, and we're going to be coming from Psalms 68, amen. Psalm 68 and verse 19. Amen. Psalm 68 and verse 19. Praise God. We're going to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you and praise you for this wonderful day, the blessings of the day that you bring, God, that you have brought to us, that you have blessed us. And we thank you for blessing us, keeping us, strengthening us, providing for us, amen, and just doing all the marvelous, wonderful things that you do for us, God. We thank you for touching lives everywhere, amen, hallelujah. And we thank you for, Lord Jesus, for being our Savior and our King. You are our kinsman, Redeemer, and we adore you. We know that we can't make it without you, and we thank you, hallelujah, for touching lives everywhere, bringing food to the hungry, clothes to the naked, shelter for those who may be homeless, and God, we just thank you for peace, your peace that passes all understanding, bringing that to the people who need peace, God. Families that's going through a time of bereavement, Father, we pray that you would touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Remembering all of our families. Amen. And Sunshine, who are calling on your name for your love and your comfort. Amen. Give them perfect peace and all over the land, God. Touch and heal our world, God. You said, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Amen. So we need your blessing to touch our nation and each and every nation on this planet, God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And again, we want to encourage your heart today to if you have the opportunity, read through this entire psalm, Psalm 68. It will bless you. But we are going to focus on verse 19. And verse 20, praise God. Our focal verses, verse 19 and 20, we're going to start our reading at verse 19. Psalm 68 and 19. It's very important that we understand that in our lives, we seek out those things that are, that aid and come to help further our lives in wonderful ways, and many of those things we call benefits, praise God. And all of us who are of an age that you have been in or still are in the workforce, praise God. Many times the companies that you may be hired to do a particular job, and sometimes even an entire career with, have benefits packages, praise God. And you're hoping that the particular benefits package will include things that are pertinent to you that will benefit or make your life better in different ways. Well, the best benefit package we find comes from the Lord. Amen. And it is wonderfully shown to us, amen, here in these passages of Scripture in Psalm 68. The Word of God reads, blessed be the Lord, daily loads us with benefits. The God of our salvation, Selah. And that simply means just take a moment, pause, and meditate on that. Think about the goodness of our God. Amen. In just those few words, hallelujah, from Psalm 68:19, praise God. That one verse of Scripture, praise God, amen, is so full of what we need to hold on to in our walk with Christ, amen, and our ability to have peace and find joy and find our purpose and find our identity, good God Almighty, amen. So we're able to reach out beyond ourselves to others who are just like us, lost and needing a Savior, hallelujah. We can reach out and share the love of Jesus, praise God, truly, sincerely from our heart, because we're experiencing this, amen, from this wonderful place. Blessed be the Lord, amen, hallelujah. Not blessed be the different wonderful government assistance programs that are out there, praise God, and I know people have differing opinions on that, amen, but for those who need them, they are and a tremendous help, praise God. And many of us, praise God, at one time or another may have been the recipients of some of these programs, amen. And we believe, amen, I do, in a way that that God has allowed them to be in place, amen, for those who need them as one of the resources that he uses in a natural way to help his people, praise God, amen, hallelujah, amen. But blessed be the Lord, amen, because he is the greatest benefit, hallelujah. But number one, amen, our God is the greatest benefit to our life, amen, hallelujah. He reveals himself in, amen, in three persons, amen, God the Father, amen, hallelujah, loving, caring Father, amen, endless, boundless love, amen, hallelujah. And God the Son, our Messiah, Yeshua, amen, Jesus the Christ, amen, amen, the Son of God, amen, very God himself who came, amen, and in the flesh, praise God, to save us, our kinsman redeemer, amen, he, amen, came to redeem us back to the Father, and the third person of the Godhead, amen, the Holy Ghost, praise God, amen, the Spirit of the living God that dwells among us now in the earth and dwells in our hearts, saints, praise God, hallelujah, to guide us and lead us into all of God's truth, to be the great comforter, praise God, hallelujah, amen, amen. So what a benefit, hallelujah, blessed be the Lord. Amen. And guess what? Who daily loadeth us with benefits, praise God. Amen. The God of our salvation. And let's read verse 20 as well. Amen. And verse 20 reads, our God is the God of salvation, and to God the Lord belong escapes from death. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He is the God of our salvation. Praise God. Amen. He is the one that daily loadeth us with benefits. Amen. The benefit, amen, of our life and our peace and our joy. Amen. Amen. The love, hallelujah, that's given from his heart to ours. Amen. The agape, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And the life that we live, amen, that life that Jesus said that he want us to live in abundance, praise God, the Zoe, the God kind of life, my God. What a benefits package. And it goes on and on and on. And you know, amen, the specifics of the benefits package that you, amen, have with our God, amen, in particular to you, you know, amen, as you have moved on, as we mentioned earlier, if you have worked in the workforce and you work for a company and you have a particular skill set, maybe you have been degreed in certain areas and this skill set matches what this company is looking for, at some point, they'll be recruiting you, praise God. Most times, we're vetted by these companies, amen, and because we want a job, then we will, we're hoping that the pay is decent and they have certain, maybe some type of benefits package that is okay, amen, but sometimes we take the job because we just need a job. Amen. But then as you get to a certain level, a certain skill sets, praise God, amen. And I want you to see the dichotomy here. Amen. It is the hope that as we interview, we even start to vet the company, praise God, amen. And one of the things that we want to find out is what type of benefits package that they offer, praise God, amen. And we're not looking down on anyone, amen, who may be in a different position in that company that would be looking to hire us and even though they may work in, we may be in middle or upper management, amen, and they're not, we're not looking down on them as people, but we're saying that because of this particular skill set that I have, because of the difference in, amen, this, I expect a benefits package that would match, amen, that particular skill set and and what you're looking for. You're recruiting me for this position because, amen, I have been elevated in this area, praise God. I have degreed in this particular area. I bring a set of skill sets that that you need for your business. So I expect that the benefits packets would accommodate me in such a way to show your appreciation, hallelujah, for my skill sets. Now, when we look in the spiritual realm, amen, we expect those things in the natural, but then when we come to know the Lord and we found out, amen, that the Lord has the best benefits, praise God, we expect those benefits to be wonderful because our God is wonderful. You see, amen, what we're trying to say here, praise God, amen, if you expect good benefits in, amen, from a position or a job in the world, a career path in the world, my God, when you see the benefits package of Jesus, praise God, amen, hallelujah, he sent the third person of the Godhead, amen, to be, praise God, the Father sent the Holy Ghost to be with us in the earth and lead us and to guide us in all the God's truth to pray, amen, when we don't have the words, when we don't know how to pray as we ought to, amen. The Spirit, amen, prays for us, good God Almighty, amen. The Father sent Jesus, the Christ, the living Word, amen, into the earth to save us from ourselves, to save us from sin, praise God, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah, and the Father, amen, everything flows out of, gives us all of this and so much more, praise God. So the benefits package, amen, of God is so wonderful, and it's amazing to me that even the benefit of the escapes of death, amen, that the Bible says that belongs to our God, amen, hallelujah, amen. It says even, amen, our God, amen, is the God of salvation, and to God, the Lord, belong escapes from death, praise God, amen, hallelujah. What a wonderful benefit is when we are sick and near to death. Amen. Our God is the God that heals. Praise God. Amen. We don't look to, we know now, we don't look to the physician as God. Amen. The physician is, amen, gifted and has an intellect and has an insight and a training, praise God, to be able to do what it is that they do, hallelujah, and specialize in. But all of that came from our wonderful God. And so when those physicians and doctors do what they do, amen, and we're blessed to come out of a surgery or healed from some type of catastrophic disease. It wasn't the physician alone, amen, but it was, amen, our mighty God, our loving God, amen, who snatched us out of the snarls of death, praise God, the snares of death, amen, praise God. It was our God that did that, praise God, for us, and we thank him, amen. It's our God, the Lord, that the escapes from death belong to, amen, praise God. We have to give him that glory, give him that honor. What another great benefit, amen, hallelujah, amen. Many of you, and all of us, we have been in such great peril sometimes, even peril that we didn't even realize that we were in, praise God. You've heard people say, we thank you, God, for protecting us from danger, seen and unseen. My God, hallelujah, amen, amen. As wonderful as it is that God sent that person by, whether it was a police officer or someone else, amen, that helped you, praise God, a paramedic or whatever, if you've been in a serious car accident. Hallelujah. And he used them, praise God, and worked through them. Amen. But it is him that delivered you from death. Praise God. Remember that. One of the wonderful benefits of God. Amen. We see that in the word of God, that even while we were yet sinners, amen, God decided to save us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And sin, it is a death sentence, literally separating us from God, which is the true death. Amen. And so to him belongs the escape from death. Praise God, our God, the God of our salvation, our God, amen, the Lord Jesus Christ, our King, our Savior, our God, the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The Comforter. Praise God. The Paraclete. Hallelujah. Our God. Amen. The Father. Amen. Who loved us so. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, in Jesus, would not die, but have everlasting life. Praise God. And we have it today. And those of you that are listening, praise God. If you don't, amen, you certainly can. Amen. God loves you, and he wants you to have life and have life to the full. Praise God. Amen. He wants you to have this sweet salvation that we've been talking about, one of the best benefit you can have. Praise God. Amen. And I'm talking about in your entire life. Praise God. This life and the life after, praise God, amen, the eternity, praise God, with him, with our God, amen, believe in your heart, amen, hallelujah, in the Lord Jesus, confess him as God, amen, and believe that God the Father has raised him from the dead, and he is the payment for your sins, and know that you want to give your life to him because he's done that for you, then you can be saved. If you believe that and you confess that, you'll be saved. Praise God. You can join this wonderful family and take full advantage of all the wonderful benefits, amen, that God provides. Amen. And remember this as we close. Amen. He is the God that daily loadeth us with benefits. And it is our desire that we place ourselves in the loading zone, praise God, in his presence, position with the right heart position, with the right attitude, amen, with the right, amen, expressions of love and reverence for our God, amen. So we're in the right position to receive these great benefits that he daily loaded us with. Be in the loading zone, amen, so you can receive what God has for you today. And forevermore. Praise God. Well, you've been listening to Blog Talk Radio from Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated, number 2 Church in Lakeland, Florida. I've been your host, Pastor Terry White. Amen. Along with my lovely wife, co-pastor Rhonda White. Amen. Again, we are under the leadership of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dr. Mary F. Ogburn is the apostle and founding pastor of Sunshine of Faith International Ministries Incorporated, headquartered in Baltimore, Maryland. You can reach out to us, write to us today at Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, number 2 Church in Lakeland, Florida, at P.O. Box 8032, Lakeland, Florida, 33801. You won't regret it. That's 8032, Lakeland, Florida, 33801. You won't regret it. Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, Lakeland, Florida, P.O. Box 8032, Lakeland, Florida, 33801. Amen. You can call me at 863-279-2332. You can get in contact with me. I'm Pastor Terry. Amen. And we'd love to hear from you. When you write to us, amen, at that P.O. Box that you just heard, please send your prayer request. We'd love to pray with you. Amen. If you would like to give, praise God, you can send your partnership offering, amen, hallelujah. And if you designate it to a particular department within our ministry, women's ministry, men's ministry, children's ministry, building fund, or any of our outreach ministries, praise God, we'll make sure that those funds are allocated for that purpose that you designate. Praise God. If you'd like to get word to our headquarters church, we'll certainly get in touch with them and put you in touch with them. Amen. And I tell you what, you will be blessed. Well, we thank God for you tuning in. Amen. Remember this, praise God. As our apostle always says, Jesus loves you, and so do we. And guess what? We'll see you when we see you. Bye-bye.